Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Bola Alabi. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce a new guest to us. I have Kyle Hoffman on the show with me today. Kyle is the Director of Growth Strategy at Function Growth. So anything about growing your business, especially the D2C type of business, Kyle is the guy for you. He's passionate about business growth, e-commerce, marketing, entrepreneurship. So I'm excited to have him here today. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic.
It's an honor to have you here. Pleased to welcome you to the show. If you don't mind, can you introduce yourself to my audience so that they can get to know you better?
Yeah, love to. My name is Kyle Hoffman, and I am joining as the head of strategy for Function Growth, which is a growth acceleration agency that works with D2C brands. And we'll talk a bit about that, I'm sure, today, but we've got some really interesting ways that we're doing things. I'm also, as an extension through that, a part of Xenosci Ventures, which is the company that houses Function Growth, as well as our very own D2C brand, which we're really proud of. And we launched Wello, which is a compression socks company, back at the towards the end of 2021. And so through my role in Function Growth, I'm the de facto CMO of Wello, and I'm also working on a lot of ventures that we're doing with Xenosci Ventures. So I've got a lot of roles, but yeah, I mean, I'm firmly planted in the entrepreneurial growth D2C world, which is where I've been for quite some time. I used to work at Hawk Media, which was a fantastic time, and I was a part of their great growth. And I worked brandside. I've also been fractional e-commerce and marketing leadership for a few different companies as well. But now it's all Function Growth, Xenosci Ventures, and Wello.
That's awesome. So When you say D2C brands, can you give us some examples of brands that you work with?
Yeah. We, of course, our pride and joy is Wello, because we own it. We also have worked with Shady Rays for a long, long time. Shady Rays is one of the fastest growing sunglasses companies in the country. And we worked with a few other brands as well. Our model isn't necessarily a quantity model at Function Growth. Part of what makes us special at Function Growth is that we take partnership very seriously. And so we actually snap into the brands that we're working with. It works really well for Wello. Basically, as soon as we launched Wello, we had 30 plus people working on the business. We have a shared risk and reward model. So it's beneficial for Wello. They don't have to pay a ton when they're just getting started. And they get access to all that talent. And then it's been the same kind of with Shady Rays. We've snapped in people to their business and acted as a real partner and part of their team. Which these days, we kind of came from, everyone in our team has kind of come from a lot of different backgrounds. Some people on the agency side, some people brand side. And what we've really all seen, what was kind of a common experience for all of us, was that the brands that were really having success and that were growing fast, they were brands that had teams that were all fully ingrained within the business. And the agency model is great to get you off the ground. It's great to fulfill a specific need, but the traditional agency model is really hard when you, it just takes so much effort to grow a brand these days. 10 years ago, you could put up a Facebook ad. It was really easy to get the CPCs and the CPAs that you needed to grow a business. These days, it's become so competitive, and consumers just are demanding a lot more from the creative that you're using and the messaging that you're using, that and the experience that you're giving customers, not only on the ads, but when they get to the website, that it just takes an army. And if that army is not synchronized and working together as a part of your business, then it's really hard to succeed. So we're big believers in snapping into companies and becoming a part of what they're doing and making sure that everything is cohesive.
I like the way you guys put it. You said snap in, right?
Yeah.
That's the way you collaborate and work with all these D2C brand. Can you maybe break it down for us? How does that look like? Let's say a company today, they want to partner with you guys, mm-hmm. can help them to grow. How mm-hmm. will you approach this company?
Yeah. So partnership it takes two to tango. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
We care just as much about the partners that we're working with, just as much as the brands care about the partners that they're working with. So for us, what we do, is we'll typically start with some sort of fixed project that we'll work on with the brand. We know brand X needs to work on their creative for their Facebook ads, or they need to improve their website in X, Y, and Z ways. And so we'll put together a project that has a fixed outcome. You know, we're going to take care of these things. We're going to deliver these deliverables, and we'll get used to working with each other. We'll make sure that you're the kind of brand that that works well with us. We'll make sure that we're able to drive growth for you, and that, you know, we can get comfortable working together, and that as a leadership team, we all gel and we feel comfortable working together. So that's kind of the first step. Once we take care of that project, we'll then transition into the snap-in phase, where essentially we'll do a shared risk and reward model. Typically, we do revenue share. We've done equity deals in the past. And we'll just snap in parts of the team for based on wherever we feel like the opportunity is, which is really great, because you sign a 6 month or year long contract with a performance agency or a branding agency, then you're kind of stuck working on your branding for 6 months or a year. When you work with our model, we're able to say, okay, well, it doesn't seem like we might do branding for the first 2 months, but then quickly realize it's not a branding issue. The issue is, in fact, the website isn't converting well. We can snap in our CRO team and just be super nimble and adapt the services that we offer to whatever the business needs. So that's kind of the way that we structure our partnerships with companies.
So you look over everything, right, from teams. You mentioned teams. You also talked about websites. So you'll now maybe develop a strategy that will help this company to grow. Now, you mentioned something that growth is challenging, but you are the growth experts. And I see you also highlighted maybe Facebook ad. So how exactly do you help a company to find that growth strategy, or to define the growth strategy, or find their sweet spot so that they can continue to attract more customers and continue to grow the business?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we typically break businesses that we work with into three categories, and we tailor our services, especially if it's that first initial project that we're working on with a business, to whatever category the business falls into. And there's a lot of businesses we work with that fall into a launch phase. Those are very early stage. They might even just be getting started. They maybe have a website, but they need to do some branding work, or vice versa. They might have a product, but not a brand in a website. That launch phase is all about building a brand, building a website, getting your product out and available to buy for people. So a ton of businesses we work with will be in the launch phase. The middle phase, as we call it, is the traction phase. a lot of heavy experimentation. You know, we've done a ton of work, hopefully at that point, to get the brand and the website and everything up to speed, and you know, using all the best practices that we've learned over the years. We use a ton of proprietary, like, web technology, upsells, cross sells, all sorts of things like that. So basically kind of CRO things. We'll plug all of that into the website. And then from there, it's just a lot of iterative testing. Is this ad channel going to work for us? Is this messaging going to work for us? Is this creative going to work for us? Until we find something where it feels like there starts to be a bit of traction. And then that would move a business into the third phase, which is the scale phase. Which is all about, you know, getting your CPA down to the level that you want it, adding channels, experimenting with, you know, some of the places where you can add scale. So typically businesses will fall into one of those categories, and we'll structure our services in that way. But at the end of the day, every business is basically trying to match a product to a consumer need. And so, you know, you really have to dive into the who your consumer is, what their behaviors and habits are, and their buying, especially their buying habits. One of the things that we take very seriously at our company is consumer behavior. We actually have a podcast that we started called the Consumer Behavior Lab, and what we do is we basically take different behavioral science principles. And explore how those things can be applied in business, especially D2C, which is really interesting. That's been really helpful for us, because I think a lot of businesses, they will, you know, businesses have data. There's third party data and first party data. Typically, a lot of great expertise. Entrepreneurs are smart. You bring in growth experts, CMOs. A lot of businesses are making most of their decisions based on the data that they have and kind of like institutional expertise. We feel like one of the missing pieces of the pie is consumer behavior. There's, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of studies that have been done in the scientific community around consumer behavior and around purchasing behavior and around buying behavior. And so all of those things can be another piece of the decision-making pie that companies should be using to help them make smarter strategies and put together smarter tactics. So we have a training course that all of our team members go through to learn about different behavioral science principles. We've got this podcast. And so behavior science is sort of one of our unique differentiators, and I think it has been really impactful in helping us focus on the right things that were, you know, to grow brands.
So in terms of growth, because we all know that growth is essential for any business, and marketing plays a big role in that growth strategy. So what are the marketing channels that you guys typically deploy to help your clients?
Yeah, we like to focus on digital channels, I would say, is our bread and butter. Facebook and Instagram is just really hard to top. They have the biggest available audience, and it just happens to work the best. Facebook has gotten some bad press recently, but you know, most brands can find some success to some degree on Facebook and Instagram, and it continues to just be one of the best, probably the best digital advertising platform. That's a very general statement. It depends on what your business is and where your consumers are. Again, going back to your consumer, I'll talk about Wello, for instance. When we built the brand for Wello, we made the decision to just focus on Facebook and Instagram initially and see if we could get that to work for us. We also built the brand for a slightly younger consumer, thinking that the brand sells compression socks. And so we thought, you know, there's a whole bunch of these benefits to compression socks that a lot of younger people don't know about. Let's create this brand that's an everyday sort of lifestyle compression socks brand that is introducing all these functional benefits of compression socks to a younger crowd. And when we launched, our core customer instantly was, of course, the core user of a compression sock who's 60, 55 plus. And it's been, so Facebook has been phenomenal for us, of course. But yeah, you know, the channels that you use depend on where your consumer is spending time, but you know, Facebook and Instagram is hard to ignore. TikTok these days is becoming hard to ignore. For us on Wello, not as, you know, it's not as big of a focus because we don't have, our consumer's older right now. We're starting to expand the market into some of the younger crowd, but yeah, I think it just depends on where your customer is. There's so many channels to explore. I would say that the channels are almost less relevant, and it's all about the messaging and creative that you use, especially after iOS 14, where we lost a lot of that tracking and that detailed ability to target consumers. Everything now is sort of automated, and you're using the algorithm at Facebook to get your ads to the right people, which is a little bit of a black box. But if you're using the right creative and the creative speaks to those people, then Facebook does a great job of optimizing. So does Google. So does TikTok to get it in front of the right people. So,
no, that's good.
It's all about the creative these days.
That's very good. So what are some recommendations that you have for D2C brands?
Yeah, there's a lot. like I said, I think every D2C brand is a little bit different. So you have to consider who your customer is in order to make the most educated decisions about where to put your focus. But without a doubt, the world that we live in now is creative driven, and I almost, you know, you almost can't spend too much of your focus and your effort on building strong content and creative these days. So content and creative is key. You have to have and not just, you know, that doesn't mean go out and produce a super expensive video and make it look super pretty and polished. That's not necessarily what all brands need, but you do need to have, you know, if you plan to advertise on Facebook and Instagram, you need to go out and work with some content creators who are creating a style of content that works really well on Facebook and Instagram. UGC, user generated content, reviews, testimonials, unboxings, all of those kind of things that people are used to seeing on those platforms. They aren't necessarily that expensive to create. There's tons and tons of creators out there to work with, even some influencers that you can work with to have a recognizable face. So there's a lot of ways to tackle creative. Doesn't have to be expensive, doesn't have to be super polished, but you do need to have strong creative that informs people about your product and your brand and what you're around to do. So creative is super important. I put a ton of focus on that. And then I think, you know, like I mentioned, there's all these behavioral science principles that people can tap into that they don't do enough. I would recommend going out and educating, you know, as a founder or an entrepreneur, educating yourself on some of those behavioral science principles, because they're so widely applicable, not just in the creative and messaging that you're using, but also the way that you structure your website. And you know, there's so many plugins and tools that you can use to enhance your website and increase your conversion rate. Having a high conversion rate these days is extra important, because ads are more expensive, and so you're spending more money to get someone to your website. You better have a high conversion rate to make sure that you can capitalize on that. So website optimization, behavioral science, lots of focus on creative and content. I think that's where I would that would be the direction that I would point founders.
That's excellent. So is there any difference in terms of how you approach a D2C versus a company or business that is solely focused on e-commerce?
Yeah. So we kind of, we mostly focus on e-commerce, and D2C is kind of bucketed together. I would say we kind of titled direct to consumer. E-commerce is 90% of what we focus on, basically. we have some partners, and you know, one of the great parts about being you know, the Snap-in partner team is, you know, if we don't do something or we don't have the expertise in house, we're happy to refer you to someone who's going to help you grow your business, because we're going to refer the right partners, because a rising tide floats all boats, and we want your business to be successful, because we're, you know, we have the shared risk reward component as well. But yeah, so if you're going D2C, e-commerce is kind of key. We've done a little bit of Amazon, but not a ton. We have some Amazon partners that we refer to businesses, and then we have some partners that we'll refer to companies if they want to get into retail or any of the wholesale stuff. So yeah, we mostly focus on e-commerce, and that's how we think of D2C.
That's good. So yeah, as we are wrapping up, if my audience, if they want to connect with you, how can they find you, Kyle?
Yeah, I think the best way, well, to be to go to functiongrowth.co. You can find our website there. If you're a brand, you're interested in learning a little bit more about Function Growth, you can scroll down to the bottom. There's a form. You can reach out and say you're interested. And if people want to connect directly with me, I post some content on LinkedIn. And you can find my LinkedIn profile. I'm sure we can link it in the show notes or something. But yeah, that would be the easiest way. Function Growth, you want to get a hold of us, go to the website. If you want to follow and connect on LinkedIn, I'd love to do that too. So,
well, that's good. So finally, is there anything that you'd like to tell my audience, maybe that we have not touched on?
No, I think we talked about a lot of good stuff. It's easy to be discouraged, I would say, these days in the world of e-commerce. There's iOS 14 was a tough thing for a lot of companies to swallow, but our opinion is that it hasn't necessarily become less lucrative, or you know, the opportunity hasn't diminished in e-commerce and D2C. The game has just changed a little bit, and you know, now you got to create good creative, and you can't rely on targeting, and so it's just a different game. There's still just as much opportunity, and we're super bullish on it. So I would encourage all the other founders out there to continue pursuing their dreams and just adapt to the new game that we play.
I like that. So there you have it. Learn the game and play to win. Thank you very much for joining us on the show today. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's been great.
Okay.